Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved. Cast out demons and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com.
Are you ready?
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
XLR is ready to roll. We also have Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, MixCloud running. I'll get Rumble turned on here in just a moment. Folks, welcome aboard. Wherever you're tuning in from, it's an honor to be here tonight with Professor Tom Mack. And Brother Tom, you've got up to 2 hours if you need it. Use whatever you'd like. And then coming up at 9 p.m. Mountain, 11 Eastern, we'll have a broadcast with Jonathan Hansen. We took a break and we had David Hebner, the first program tonight, and I just want to make just a quick announcement. Folks, we are on YouTube channel 6. That's right. The last 5 YouTube channels perished, and it was for either speaking out against the World Economic Forum, against the injection, or against voter tampering and standing up for POTUS, Trump. One or more of those three reasons resulted in the death of our first 5 YouTube channels. We're on channel 6, and I'm trying to monitor this one, but if it goes down, we'll start at channel 7. I mention that because, that being said, we've got 190 subscribers tonight to YouTube. Far cry from where we were, which was not great, but it was better. We were up over 30,000. Of course, that's nothing compared to maybe the networks out there got 20 million or 100 million. But I think we can do better than 190. And what I've got to determine is that all we've got is a fighting army on the side of a Mega Man Radio broadcast, 190 people? Surely we can do better than that. And I am battling the impulse to pull the plug on the whole network after we hit 10,000 shows. At the same time, I've got to obey the Lord. And we were just a few days ago considering continuing to stream live, but if you wanted the MP3, I was going to put it behind a paywall. And then I believe I heard from the Lord, and he said, no. I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. So I'm going to believe I heard the Lord, and it wasn't me just thinking that thought up. So I decided against that idea. We're going to continue till the end, live stream, free, and all the archives will always be free. Now, at this juncture, I have nothing to sell, no book, no video, and if once I produce one of those ever, then we will. But right now, we are 100% crowdfunded and rely on you to get the word out about these awesome programs. You know, the Brother Tom, we're just one, this network here is just one pawn on God's end time chessboard. I don't want to make it out to be more than it is. But I think we got something unique here. I think combined, we got some great guests. What do you say? Some pretty good guests?
I think you do.
And I praise the Lord for that, because without guest speakers like Tom Mack and Major Tom and David Hebner was on earlier tonight, and Dr. Hansen, all those that come on here, really it would just be one show a night. And maybe we could muster a few more. But it's been a combined effort. However, at the same time, we have just hit 9,700 broadcasts, new milestone. And I think we're going to hit 10,000 if I can maintain three shows a night. Now, we've been going now for about 78 days straight without stop. Every night we've been on the air. And just going into 4th of July weekend, man, I'll tell you, I was about ready to just roll it back then. And had gotten hit hard. We had five guests or so, four or five, that were all down for the count on this program. Various forms, some hospitalized, some laid out. One thrown up against a wall by Leviathan. And he's not a man to exaggerate. A pastor we know in California. That's a spiritual battle right there, when you literally get thrown up against the wall by Leviathan. It can happen. And we had one speaker killed recently. You know about that, Dr. Erica Shepherd. We were talking about in the previous program, Russ Dizdar and Rob Skiba, both killed. Was it the Kung Flu? I don't know. Nobody may ever know except the Lord. But
same thing with Al Cuppett.
Al Cuppett. Let us not forget Brother Al. He took ill. He wrote me a message, Brother Tommy. He said, well, my wife's been asking me to go to the hospital. I think I may have to do it. Y'all pray for me. And he went in, and he was dead within 3 days. Went on home to be with Jesus. Now, I understand that we're not going to live forever in these bodies. But it's just too much death going around here. And, again, the enemy is using live ammo. We know this. Should be no surprise. But I am alerting people that if you've ever appreciated these programs, need you to do your part. Help us advertise these shows. I can only muster so much inspiration myself. And I said, Lord, you got to continue to inspire me, because I'm about ready to take off another 30 days and go do something else. And, of course, this is my livelihood. This is my full-time job. God does meet our needs, not our greeds. We got food on the table. I got my rent paid. Thank God rent is cheap here. But there comes a time when you look in your bank account and you got about $7. You begin to ask questions. God, what have I done wrong? What are you displeased with? What am I not doing right? What do I need to do that we're not already doing? And so I thought, well, we've had some touch and goes this year for a number of things that have been going on. I did take on a project I'm still working on with A.E. Allen. Did take ill. We had guests die. My grandfather died this year. It's been just a year of funerals. It's been horrible. Really, the number of people that have been sick and gone, we've lost. You know, you don't get them back. I made a trying to make a list one time, Brother Tom, and I think I came up with 25 guests that are no longer on the planet. You don't hear them because they're dead. You know, I could go down some of the names right now, but, you know, death comes to us all unless the Lord Jesus comes first. And so don't ever take your life for granted. The work God has called you to do for granted, the time you've gotten left to do it, we're all here. Day by day, it's a blessing. And back to Omega Man Radio. If you appreciate these programs, now's the time to show it. Help us get the word out. I need word of mouth advertising really bad. Because we are on up to 10 platforms. We can muster 10 it simultaneously. And that's pretty cool. That's like double where we've been before. But if people don't know you're there, then they're not going to find you. So how can you help us? Share a link to a friend. Put it on your Facebook. Go over to my YouTube channel tonight and subscribe. Folks, if I can only muster 190 YouTube subscribers, then maybe that's a true count of how many people are tuning in. We're mustering about 25 to 30 for live shows. Some of the downloads show up to a couple hundred to 1,000 to maybe 2,000 for somebody really well-known. And that's about it. Some people say, how many people you got tuning in? I really don't know. It doesn't seem to be a lot. And I am here just for the one, if that's what the Lord wants me to be here for. But I can only muster so much inspiration to keep myself motivated to do this thing. And we are going 7 days a week. I could be a little bit tired. Maybe I'll take a day off. But I don't know what more I can input that we're already doing. We are going to do more video. We've got to move faster to upload shows. We're only about 48 hours behind. That's not too bad. We've got the content there. I'm sure there's a lot of things we can do. We can go out and get new guests, and I'm going to work on that too. But at the end of the day, you got to do your part. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Every listener to this program should be subscribed to YouTube. That's my feeling, at least. I mean, dear Lord, this is pretty pathetic. Got 190 people over there. I don't know what more to say. But if I lose the motivation to do this, I will say, Lord, we did our best shot. We got to 10,000, which I am committed to doing, and then it may be done. I don't know. Y'all need to pray for me out there. And you need to pray for this network, that we get some funds in here, some resources. I mean, it gets pretty discouraging sometimes. Do you get discouraged, Brother Tom, sometimes? Or is it just me?
Oh, yeah, I do too. You know, I've had a few battles with my health the last few years, and it's been hard. You know, when you suddenly they're opening up your heart.
God have mercy.
And I've had plenty of surgeries the last few years since I had my auto accident in 2007. And they've cut me open 7 times.
My goodness. The health battle's going on now. And it doesn't seem to be getting any easier. I know 2 friends, maybe 3. One almost went to the ER. 2 did. 2 had stents. 1's got open heart surgery. And they're asking for prayer. That's for Pastor Sam Nix, that he survives it. He worked with A. Allen, spent a month in his home during a camp meeting. He used to drive his car. Great minister from Texas. Again, it doesn't seem to be getting any easier out there. And dear God, we haven't even seen Warren the Saints come. I'm thinking, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Help us. How are we going to make it in the days ahead? We just got to understand it's going to get rough, folks. And we got to just go all in for Jesus and toughen up. And I have to remind myself of that. But just wanted to say, don't take these programs for granted, because they could be gone. And I'm not threatening anybody. And I won't feel bad, because we did 10,000 shows. I will get us to 10,000. We got about 300 more to go. Beyond that, it's up to you out there if you want this network to continue. Start showing it. Somebody out there subscribe tonight to YouTube. We've got 190 people. That's pretty sad. It really is. And yes, many have taken these hits, but where do people go? I run into people all the time and say, where you been? Good to see you on Facebook again. I said, I'm at the same place I've been for the last 12 years. I guess you're not listening to the show. Because if you were, you'd know where to find me. Right here, OmegaManRadio.com. And if I sound like I'm complaining tonight, I apologize. But just being transparent tonight. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to rally me, because I'm quickly running out of inspiration to continue. And the program goes down, we'll keep all the archives up. I will have to go out and find a job. And just like everybody else, got to work. Or we're worse than an infidel. If I can't support my family, if you can't do it, we're worse than an infidel. If I have to go and work at McDonald's, so be it. But I would much prefer to do this. Here we are. 9,700. Welcome to the new milestone. And we're going to jump on in. Special presentation tonight called Ancient Evil with Professor Tom Mack. And I think that the enemy's trying to do some evil on my floorboards here. Brother, I stepped on a 4 tile and it felt like a sponge and went down and cracked. And I think that we've got some water that has gotten into the second story here and is even rotting my foundation. I'm wondering if at any time I'm going to step on this thing and things go right through. They do not use the construction methods here in Indonesia that they do in America. So pray for us. We're even looking for another place to rent in the meantime and get out of this that we're in. I think we've seen our last day here, but we will hold out as long as we can with these broadcasts. Again, we're going Monday through Sunday. Official website, OmegaManRadio.com. With that, we're going to get started. Also, pray for my dog. I've got a dog that I can't seem to rehabilitate. He pooped right in front of the pin to the door that I have to walk through. I don't know what to do with this dog. He needs deliverance. It was a rough start today. Stepping over poop. The enemy hit my connection just as we were going live with David Hebner. I mean, just died. Four beginning to sink down. What is next is what I want to know. Just pray for me. I need prayer. The pig plot to kill me. The enemy is on the warpath, but it's not our first battle. We'll just push on through. We're all under some type of pressure out there tonight. Imagine if you were President Trump. Imagine if you're DeSantis and the deep state wants to come after you. It's horrible what's going on. Well, we got to fight, and that's all I can say. That's my micro sermon tonight. God help us all. You want to open us up in prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and we just ask you tonight to help Shannon. He's got something that I think is bigger than he realizes. Because when you're on 11 platforms, 10 of them don't tell you how many people are listening. And there's something more here, something that needs to be accomplished, something that's changing us and bringing us closer to that time, closer to that place where we're going to go back to the promised land. And we will all be together, whether it's Indonesia, the United States, St. Vincent's and the Grenadines, Europe, Canada. We're going to be together. You know, earlier I studied Deuteronomy 28, and it talked about a gathering at the end times, a special gathering that's going to be even bigger than the Exodus from Egypt. And you said you're going to grab people from all over the earth. And maybe one of these days, Heavenly Father, we can get together a show to talk about that. But right now, Heavenly Father, we just pray for this presentation. Let us say your words. Because even today you corrected some things. And also pray for the special website that goes with this. And it's hard. So we just ask for your help and your uplifting in these troublesome days. Amen.
Amen. Professor Tom, the mic is yours. Take all the time you like.
Okay, well, I guess there is a little bit of a limitation, but I was only planning on an hour, so let's go from there. Do you think you can get the words off the bottom of the page there?
Yes, I see. I see that. Where is that coming from? Let me think about that for a moment. Let me see if there's a setting in here inside StreamYard. I know that YouTube has subtitles. Let me see here. You know what? Is that a recording you did in PDF?
No.
That's strange, because if it was a recording, maybe you'd done from YouTube, it might have captured it and saved it, embedded it in it. Let's see.
I found another setting that I needed to do when I...
Oh.
Because we're going to do the videos that we tried to do the other day. And I found out there was a setting I wasn't checking, a box I wasn't checking, so...
This is definitely in live translation. Tell you what, look on your settings there on StreamYard. It's got to be there in the settings. If anywhere, where else would we go to control this? You know, StreamYard is limited in the settings option that it has. Wait a minute, general...
I don't see anything on my end.
Neither do I. This is very strange. Anybody have an idea where this could be coming from? Yeah, I don't even think StreamYard has that capability to translate. No, YouTube does, though. This is odd. Well, I tell you what.
I think I fixed it. I think I just fixed it.
Oh, was it built into Windows itself?
PowerPoint.
Oh, PowerPoint. Okay. Okay. That's logical. That's logical. Okay, great. You know what? I've never used PowerPoint. Would you believe that? And
it's not a hard program to learn. I've been using it ever since the mid-1990s when we were trying to sell a specialized machine.
Great tool.
But it's basically what it does, it allows you to present material, and you can present all sorts of material. But I didn't realize Microsoft has a bad habit sometimes of putting settings in there that you don't want and not telling you about it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going through that right now with this upgrade to Windows. Now, you know, you may have already seen a pop-up on your computer that said Windows 11 is free, and of course it is.
Yes, it is.
And you know, for those that are on 10 now trying to contemplate, do I do the move? You know what? I don't actually see any problems with it. Nothing spectacular.
Well, there's quite a bit more spyware on it.
Than the 10 even?
And
really?
A lot of it, yes. And that's one of the things I've... You need to check some videos out that tell you how to get rid of the spyware.
Okay. And I know that they want this new Hello system where they'd like to do voice recognition and log in, but I don't plan to do that. Well, with that, okay, you fixed that problem, and you've literally got all the time you want, so I'm on your
schedule.
Okay,
well, let's monitor here a little while on your end, because I've got a couple of things here that we got to make sure of.
Sounds good.
As I say, tonight we're talking ancient evil. We got a first thing I want to do before we start is I got to put a fair use notice up, because I'm going to be using some videos. And places like YouTube need to know that I can use these because I'm using them for scholarship and research purposes for teaching. So there is no reason for them to take that down because I'm using these things. The loss is on my side. I got the quote of the title section for them. And one of the things that we have to understand is something Emmanuel Velikovsky, he was a Russian Jewish doctor. I guess he finished his life in Israel and then in New York City. But he wrote an incredible book called Worlds in Collision. And it suggested that several times in history that the planets actually crashed into each other. And that we have the alignment we have because things moved around. A lot of people said Velikovsky was crazy. But then in 1996, we saw the Shoemaker-Levy comet go crashing into Jupiter. Oops! Maybe these things can happen. And if you go to Revelation 6, 7, and 8, we talk about a star. And that it was going to hit the Earth. and it's going to do a lot of damage. And that star is called Typhon. White Cottage Publishing did a book a few years ago after Olaf Hagee died, in which we talked about this comet star that goes by the Earth every 5,250 years. Velikovsky was the first to discover it. But Olaf Hagee, he pretty much had finished the book. I had to do a little bit of research, and it wasn't easy because I'm not an astronomer per se. But he told me how to do it, so it was like it wasn't that hard to do. It's just that I'm still what I am. I have an MBA. I'm studied in IT. I'm studying in finance, accounting. So that's a little bit off my track. But the thing that got me was something Velikovsky said on page 25 of his book. And this is the most recent edition. His daughter has started publishing all of his books. He says, "Here begins Homo ignoramus." That's a little insulting. "He does not know what life is or how it came to be, or whether it originated from inorganic matter." Now, that's a little bit of an insult, because everything we want it to be organic, which means it has to have carbon in it. How could it be that we're inorganic? Well, there isn't much carbon in us. But the big thing he's pointing out is we don't know how we came to be. We don't know what our lives are about. And we don't even know how we're made. And that's interesting coming from a physician. So, and we tried this the other day. Let's see if this is going to work today.
Yes.
Can you hear it?
Sounds good.
That is the most important question facing mankind today. What is the origin of the human species? Did man evolve over a long period of time, or did God create man? There's a battle of ideas outside in the world today. Evolution is a theory developed by man to explain human existence. There. Now it's alive. Time is the magic wand of evolution. Give this enough time and we have a whole new species. Birds, trees, even termites. Evolution requires that we believe in time. But what if time isn't real? Albert Einstein asked that question. The theory of relativity obliterates our human notion of time. Everyone has a belief system. Since we weren't here, we have to believe that we evolved over a very long period of time. Biblical creation maintains that God created everything in 6 days. At this time next week, presto, a whole new world. Both evolution and creation play with time. Most of us have some kind of timepiece wrapped around our wrist. But don't be fooled by time. Where's the truth? Billions and billions of years, or 6 days? Now, scientists in Israel claim that all of human history was coded into the Torah before human history even began. Other scientists say this is crazy. Who's right? Why the battle of ideas? Does time exist? Were we created? Did this body just evolve from the primitive to the complex? This is the most important question facing us. Do we have a soul or not? Will it live forever? Or will it die?
We move on here.
That was good. That's a great movie. By the way, where can people get a copy?
It's very hard to get right now. And hopefully one of these days I'm going to find a way to get it up where people can watch it.
Fantastic.
I've done that with a few other programs. And I'm thankful for Dropbox. They've now set it up so you can make programs available to people on a streaming basis. But it's an interesting movie. In fact, when I was first informed about the movie, I watched it and almost called my attorneys because some of these things happened to me. And
sometime, if you are at liberty, I'd like you to share that testimony. I've never heard the full thing, but I heard some from Al Cuppett. Let's just say the enemy did not want you working on the research that you were and even trying to kill you in a car accident. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Between that and we also wrote a book called Cyber Love's Illusions, which exposed West African romance scamming. What we didn't realize until we got to the end of the book, or at the end of the book development process, was that money that they were scamming from people was going to finance Islamic terrorism.
Wow.
And we got hacked. I found myself chasing all over Texas, trying to find out what happened. We just learned it was a military-grade hack, which my security system at the time was not prepared to handle. These days, I have things considerably more upgraded. But it's
fascinating story. And that's a cover for those operations I would never have suspected. That they would be some type of Nigerian catfish scam, because we've all seen them. But what a perfect cover to fund Islamic terrorism. Well, they must be getting a lot of money, because those